Irma. Hello and welcome to this audio introduction for Irma, brought to us by Manchester-based artist Dame Dance, who have choreographed and who perform the piece. My name is Anne Hornsby and I'm the audio describer for Irma for Mind's Eye. This introduction will take about 8 minutes to listen to, and the dance piece lasts around 25 minutes. About Irma. Irma is Portuguese for sister, and the piece explores the relationship between two women, two friends, although it has been interpreted as being about any relationship between two people. During Irma, we explore different moods and moments within the journey of the relationship, communicated through the individual dancers' movements, but especially in the way they touch and interact with and react to each other. At the beginning, movements are tentative, explorative, inquisitive, leading on to the testing and development of the relationship. In the second section, the two women go through a phase of anger and misunderstanding. Their movement is fast-paced, very much pull and push with a lot of attack, physically exhausting to perform. There are moments of closeness, of harmony, of complementarity, juxtaposed with moments of annoyance, anger, frustration, and a desire to get away from the other person. The third and final part marks the moment where they eventually find a common ground, a new tenderness, a new understanding of each other. Their bodies intertwine, softly and easily connect to each other. There is a consolidation of the relationship, a resolution of conflict, an acceptance, and a moving forwards. Introducing the performers.
Hi, I'm Alice Bonazzi, and I'm the co-founder and co-artistic director of Dame Dance. And today I will perform in our duet, Irma, Sister. I'm originally from Bologna, in Italy, but I moved in England in 2017 and I currently live in Manchester. I'm 28, with a slim but strong build, dark short hair cut in a boyish style, and large brown eyes.
Hi, I'm Sara Marx, co-founder and co-artistic director of Dame Dance. Today I'm performing Irma, Sister. I'm originally from Porto, I'm 26, petite but strong. Long and glossy dark brown hair, worn up, large brown eyes.
In the description, Alice will be referred to as Dancer 1 and Sara as Dancer 2. At some performances, Irma will be performed by different dancers. Both characters wear informal, plain, functional clothes made of solid fabric. The colour palette is earthy, different shades of pink, brown and khaki green. The costume design conveys an idea of grounded and raw femininity, far from the lightweight and ethereal image of women which is predominantly shown on stage. Dancer One struggles with her duality. She is considered a rock by the people around her, but internally she has a fear of disappointing and not meeting expectations. The armour she has created is difficult to crack. At the same time, she feels a deep need of connection, of showing her soft and vulnerable side. She can have a short temper, but never gives up on the people around her. Dancer Two also struggles with her duality. She's a worrier who suffers from anxiety. She fears isolation and separation from others. She's a person that follows and tries to be supportive, but also deeply cares about the people she loves. Irma, outside. Irma is performed outdoors, sometimes on a circular dance floor, and sometimes it is more rectangular or square. The audience are seated on all sides, allowing them to appreciate the skills and the athleticism of the dancers from all angles. The style of movement is bold, honest, physical, powerful. Both young women are supple, agile, and strong, and both perform movements which are traditionally associated with male dancers. These include lifting the partner to the hip, supporting her weight, or scooping her up and carrying her. Acrobatic movements such as handstands and cartwheels feature amongst more lyrical or rhythmical moments. Above all, though, the movement is about expression, communicating to us the closeness of the relationship or the distance, physical and emotional, between the women, their support of and for each other, but also their need and desire to be alone. Irma is performed under an open sky without props or scenery, enabling the audience to focus on the movements and facial expressions of the dancers. Nothing comes in the way of the intimacy between performers and audience. The original score for Irma is by Jeff Vanger. The audio description is pre-recorded, so listen out for the cue to start it so that it can be synchronized with the live performance unfolding before you. Irma is supported by Without Walls and commissioned by the Hat Fair and Stockton International Riverside Festival. Audio description by Anne Hornsby of Mind's Eye.